One issue that's bound to be huge this session is health care. And on this first day of the session, Maine Governor Janet Mills and Democratic legislative leaders unveiled a new bill that they say will improve health insurance in the individual and small group markets. They say the bill is designed to reduce out-of-pocket costs, stabilize premiums, and move closer to a state-run marketplace. Patty White reports.
It's called the Made for Maine Health Coverage Act, and co-sponsor Senate President Troy Jackson says one of the ways it will reduce costs is by requiring insurance companies to cover patients' first primary and behavioral health care visits for free.
It may not sound like much, but depending on your co-pays, that could be a tank of oil that many people struggle with.
Governor Mills says the goal is to get people in the door to the doctor's office before health issues become emergencies. The bill also seeks to prevent premium increases by merging the individual and small group markets together.
Creating a combined larger pool, a larger and more stable pool of covered lives, of enrollees to stem increasing costs.
The state would also apply Maine's reinsurance program to this combined pool. It's a program that was revived last year in the individual market after being used briefly from 2012 to 2013, when it was credited with preventing double-digit premium hikes. A third component of the bill would move Maine toward a state-run marketplace, a priority that Mills announced last summer. She says no appropriation of state tax dollars would be needed to enact the provisions of the bill, and she expects bipartisan support. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.